H-Bomb here again. This time it's actually Saturday. The post that just went up before this was actually from Thursday night, but Audio Boo difficulties. Good thing Audio Boo at least saves it. I just listened to that We Are the World remake for Haiti. You know, I think it's kind of cheesy inserting the clips of Michael Jackson, and I think that was a clip of Ray Charles at the end. And the fact that very few of the artists from the previous We of the World were included, I think Stevie Wonder was the only one I recognized. But not too bad. You know who they should have gotten? Stephen Page. He's got an awesome voice. But speaking of Stephen Page, this past week I did get, his CD with the Art of Time, called A Singer Must Die, and the Art of Time is this group of, classical and jazz musicians who, cover, rock songs, pop songs. And the list, the artists that they cover range from Elvis Costello, Radiohead, Rufus Wainwright, Weaker Than's, Mountain Goats, some artists I've heard of, some artists I've only kind of heard of, some artists I haven't heard at all. The only actual song I knew was a Bare Naked Ladies song. Running out of ink. Of course, it's Stephen Page. You need a Bare Naked Ladies song. But I mean, this group has piano, sax, clarinet, cello, violin. So yeah, not your typical rock record. It's pretty good. Well arranged. And hoping for Stephen's real solo album, I think in May, of course, as well as Bare Naked Ladies, March 30th. I guess I did vent about their tour and their lack of a Florida date on the last Audio Boo. But looking at all the cities and some of the options they made, going with Grand Rapids instead of Detroit, and they're big in Detroit. Tacoma instead of Seattle, Toledo instead of Cleveland, Reno instead of Vegas, the only California date was Santa Rosa, which I don't even know if that's close, that's Southern or Northern Cal. I think Texas only got Austin, but I think Fort Myers would have been perfect. I mean, we're right between Tampa, Miami, Orlando's only 3 hours away. I could have gotten a good deal of the southern half of the state. As for games, nothing new since the last podcast. Still playing the heck out of Plants vs. Zombies, which is a good, I am missing some of the bonus games and stuff that the PC version had, but I did see that PopCap is doing an XBLA version, which it will be mine, and hopefully they can add some more stuff to the iPhone version. Speaking of well-supported iPhone games, Card Shark Solitaire, which that was one of the first iPhone games I got. I did since upgrade from the free version to the paid version, but they've done a lot of upgrades themselves. I think it started like 4 or 5 different games. Now they got 20-something. If too bad CBG didn't have an award for best supported iPhone game, because that would have won. And you know what? That's about it. H out. Oh, one more thing. I did catch the Huey Lewis I Am the World online from Kimmel. That was funny. H.